All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J from Henry Ford College in Dearborn. And as promised, we have a live performance for you. We have in the house X-American. Good afternoon, folks.
Hello.
How are you?
Great. It's great to be here. It's great to be inside where it's warm.
Definitely. I'm excited to have you folks play for me. I already know you, Courtney. The drummer is... I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
Up. Hang on 1 second. It's Jim Donovan. We're having slight microphone troubles.
Jim Donovan? All right, well, we'll figure it out later, but why don't we get started then?
Absolutely. So here we go.
Quartedian. The 21st century. Do you know the right people?
the right people like me.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. And live, we have the performance of Ex-American. All right. Yeah, that's a track I've actually played more than once on the show, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's one of my favorites. So how long have you two been playing together as Ex-American?
As Ex-American together, I think our very first show was maybe May of 2012, but it was kind of strange because we played a festival and then we didn't play another show again for like another year. So I don't know if that counts or if maybe 2013 counts as the real beginning and that was just like the test run.
I think the first one counts, definitely. You just didn't originally plan to just keep it going at that very time, right?
Yeah, well, it was sort of a spontaneous thing. I've been kind of making music as Ex-American for much longer than that. And this was,
okay.
Someone contacted me, like, I think on SoundCloud or something, and was like, oh, you should play a festival. And it never occurred to me to, you know, play my music at a place. I was just kind of making it, you know?
Right. That had to be really exciting. Like, oh, you want me to play live?
Yeah, well, it was exciting for me because I'd never done it. Jim is a seasoned veteran. He's been in tons of bands for years and years.
Uh-huh.
So he knows what he's doing, but I was nerve-wracked. I'm like, oh, no, what if I can't do this in front of people, you know?
Do you remember what festival it was?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? If it's such a milestone, I should probably remember the name of it, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
I feel like it was something like Enlightenment or like Experience, or maybe I'm thinking of Jimi Hendrix. I don't know. It had some sort of name like that, like Enlighten or Enlightenment, or it was in the Russell Industrial Center and it was like a one-off thing. I don't think it was something that came back like the next
year. Yeah, it wasn't an annual thing or anything like that.
Yeah. Okay. Like our next show that we did was the Blowout, and of course that went on for many years, so that's easier to remember.
Oh, definitely. Where did you play the first time there?
We actually played the Nardo Navdo Showcase.
Okay.
So we played actually at the Rust Belt Market with, I think, Jay Walker and the Cross Guards and Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas.
Oh, so you...
So it was like really eclectic, kind of fun show.
Yeah, so you actually played the Ferndale part of it then.
Yeah, it was. I think it was the very first year that it was in both places before the kind of slow dissolving situation happened.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I only liked that first year they did that because they separated it by the weekend. In other words, you could do the Ferndale one weekend and Hamtramck the next.
Yeah, and I think it was a real struggle for people to choose.
Now you got to bounce around 3-4 different areas, and it's like, really? I mean, even if I've got a NASCAR, you know, I can't get back and forth like that.
Yeah. Even if you could, who has the energy, right?
Exactly. After about the second move, I'm like, all right, I'm done. I'm staying here.
Yeah. Well, at least there are things like the Hamtramck Music Festival that are sort of filling that void now. And I think there's a lot of good things that are kind of popping up in its place.
I like that one better, actually, myself. Eugene Strobe is one of the guys that puts it on. I talked to him about a week ago. He had a release party. So, yeah. I liked that one a lot better. You know, the whole idea was a community thing where you could literally, like, bar hop. You know, you could, like, literally get off your seat, walk across the street, two blocks over, whatever. Not get in your car and have to fight the elements, you know. And
yeah.
Drive 5 miles away to see your next favorite band.
Yeah, it sort of makes it a bit more of a struggle.
Yeah.
But Hamtramck has so many good things like that now, like...
Oh, we got a little sound going on there.
Hang on 1 second. I think I know what might be doing it.
It's, okay.
No, it's in here. It's kind of short.
Oh, it's in here.
Oh, you found?
Yeah, we should be good.
I was like, is it my telephone? I should know better.
Yes, you should.
Absolutely.
No, seriously, though. Let's keep it going.
All right.
That's what we're
Let's
here
do
for.
A few more.
Yep. Okay.
Different is all the same. The new different is all the same. Just another unsuccessful alien. Just another space age loser.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Live from Studio J, we have X-American. Well, obviously, one of the things that I find interesting about your band is you're, even though you're doing something that's kind of retro, you're still doing something different than the average band is doing out there right now. What are some of your influences? Obviously, the new wave of the 80s and the 90s.
I was very, very heavily influenced by the 80s, as you can probably tell, but it's sort of strange. When people are like, oh, you should just, you know, describe your music to us. I'm like, well, it's sort of like 80s new wave. It's sort of like Klaus Nomi. It's sort of like Kate Bush or Lydia Lunch or whatever, but sort of like a distorted, more sort of, I don't know, fun mirror version. Okay. Like I can never seem to like, you know, my boyfriend is often like, oh, you think that you're making like this pop music, but you're making this strange music. And it's like, I think even though I had like music lessons as a kid and stuff, I don't use like normal song structures, much to Jim's chagrin. And, you know, there are a few other things that I do that are a little different. So I think it's kind of like a reimagining of the 80s.
Okay. Okay. And
what,
you know,
what do they call it? A reboot now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rebooted 80s.
Well, you're not trying to like copy anything. You're not trying to ape anything. You know, but you definitely have that influence there.
Yeah.
What were some of your favorites back then?
Oh, when I was a kid, I, of course, everybody kind of seems like, oh, David Bowie, you know, naturally. But there were lots of things like when I was very young, that was when we first got MTV. And my
Back when they played music?
Yeah, in the olden days. And I had older siblings, and I was like the last one out of the hatch, like sort of accident kid, you know, like I'm like 9 or 10 years apart from them. So I was sort of being babysat by MTV. And so things like Buggles Video Killed the Radio Star.
Which was like, the very first one.
Yeah, and things like M pop music. So these very like weird early 80s music videos. The Flock of Seagulls video for Iran. And these were the things that kind of like imprinted on me at a young age.
Yeah. Okay. And obviously Devo.
Oh, yes. I went through a big Devo phase for sure.
Well, that's cool. All right. Why don't we keep it going? We'll talk a little more later.
All right. Let's do a few more.
Do you believe?
Throw caution to the careful. Throw caution to the careful. There is no freedom in safety. There are nothing, only leads to regrets.
There is no freedom in safety. to the careful. Throw caution to the careful. Throw caution to the careful.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. We have in the studio X-American. All right, Courtney, without giving it all away, if you don't mind, describe exactly what you're doing there. How do you play your music? How is it set up?
Oh, well, it's a couple different things. I have a keyboard. I have a certain, excuse me, I keep on, I'm one of those people who's like, I'm turning to look at the things as I'm describing them to you. For our viewers at home, some of the things are played through my computer. Some of the things, I have a Leslie keyboard here, and I have my own mixer, and I have a Zoom G3, and that's a lot of what I use to process my voice.
Okay.
So you may have noticed that I sort of turned into a guy for part of that other song. So that's kind of how that happens.
That was kind of neat. So it wasn't Mr. Donovan doing that, huh?
No. A couple people have asked me, who is that? And I'm like, it's me.
Oh, that's cool. And of course, you have your right-hand person there, the drummer.
Absolutely. So he is probably the most interesting component, I think, because as far as I know, I don't think... There are other duos, obviously, but I don't really see anybody sort of doing what we're doing, where it's all this sort of heavily electronic stuff, but then with a live drummer.
A real honest to goodness.
Yeah, an actual physical person is
hitting
in here
the
with
sticks,
me,
yes.
Drumming. He's having microphone problems, but I assure you that Jim is real.
I should be working
now. All right. Why don't we test it out? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
No? Let's try it one more time.
He's trying.
I have a face and a voice for magazine.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't think his is working still.
That's a bummer. Yeah, it's just...
Oh, I hear it. I think I hear something
now. I can hear it now, yeah.
All right.
Jim has joined us. Excellent.
Let's hear from Jim.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going well.
Out there in Radio Land. Hope you're staying warm tonight.
Yep, enjoying the set so far. And how is it playing with Courtney? And, you know, like she said, doing something different like that, you know?
It's interesting. Like she said, she's had music lessons, but I don't know if she uses it. I know a lot of times, like when
Jim.
I'm not insulting. It's
I know.
It's interesting, and it definitely is challenging, a lot more challenging than, like, I play any drums in another band, and that's challenging in its own ways, but a lot of times what I do with Courtney sounds experimental, even though it's not.
Yeah.
Or at least I'm not being experimental. She is.
Yeah. You leave the experimental to her, and you just do your thing, huh?
Yeah, she's the creative genius behind the band.
Oh, that's...
I'll accept that. Okay.
She won't argue with that anyway. All right. What is the other band you're in?
I'm in a band called With Mel. I play drums in that. I'm in a band called 9 Years Away. I play bass in that. And then the fourth band I'm in is actually a band that did a show here a long time ago called Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band.
Oh, are you still drumming for them?
I play bass with them. I play bass in two bands and drums in two bands.
So I have met you before.
Yeah.
He's magic. He does all the things.
Okay. Sorry I didn't connect the dots. In fact, I was hanging out with Jeremy this past Saturday.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody's friends with everyone.
Yeah. It's a small world.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. We better keep it going so we can squeeze these songs in.
All right.
Thank you. Romantics and depression.
Oh,
right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with X-American. For our listeners, what's the best way to get a hold of your music or listen to it?
Well, we're on Facebook. We actually just started Instagram, X-American Detroit. We have Twitter, and we have xamerican.bandcamp.com, which is one of the places where you can listen to our music.
Fantastic. Bandcamp's one of my favorite ways to listen to music.
Yeah, it's really great.
I hear they're doing the best out of all of them right now, all the different sites.
Yeah, there's something about it that's just very user-friendly. I feel like It's easier to discover new music on Bandcamp.
I think they actually, I won't go into it, we can't really do that, but they take care of their customers better than the rest.
Yeah.
Shall we say, just a little bit. Just a little
bit.
That's what I've heard. I don't know. So, but
no official endorsements.
No official endorsement, but that's what I've heard. So anyway. All right. It looks like, we're really moving along time-wise, so let's keep it going.
All right. Let's do a few more.
Glamorous creatures. Is this my heart?
Nightlife.
All right, Courtney, let's keep it going.
All right.
If you don't mind.
Oh, no, great.
All right.
Killer scene.
It's a killer scene. It's a killer scene. It's a killer scene.
Run the razor across the falling man.
Sharpen your knives, split to the core. Sharp to the edge, split to the core. This is the plan, split to the core. Where it all began. Run the razor, fuck off.
You're listening to say that five times fast. WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. Yeah, we're definitely running out of time, so if you don't mind, let's just keep it going.
All right.
The wrong end of things.
Yeah, we got time for at least a couple more. I figured, you know, I'd love to chat more, but I wanted to squeeze in as much music as possible. Right. We got till like 6:02 on your clock.
All right, well, we'll cut to the good stuff.
Okay.
How's that?
Sounds great to me.
All right.
And do you guys have any upcoming shows at all? Or?
Yes, we do, actually. We have one on January 6th in Ypsilanti at a new space that's opening up that's called Grove Studios. I think it's on 1125 South Michigan, I want to say.
Okay.
And I might have messed that up, and if so, Alexis, I'm sorry. And then one on my birthday, January 20th, at the Painted Lady. It's the Feeble Curses album release with Dear Darkness.
Oh, okay. I've
had
that
one. And
then
our Duane one that we were originally supposed to have is going to be postponed until February 17th at PJ's Lager House. So a lot of shows, actually.
That sounds great. Okay. Well, why don't we just keep it going until the end? And I thank you very much for coming down and playing for us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. We always enjoy being here.
All right.
Hope we can come back again.
Definitely.
Threat. Thank you.
I suppose. Anyway.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Here's to Ricky. And here's to Sal. Here's to Jim Pine. And here's to Joey Val. Here's to the memory of a few of my pals. And you for